You're listening to New Technia. This open source I.I. tries to reject bad drug ideas before the lab does. Peptiverse predicts several make or break properties of peptide drug candidates before researchers synthesize them, potentially saving time and money. The open source system performed strongly on curated benchmarks, but its predictions are filters, not experimental proof that a molecule is safe or effective. A promising drug can fail for painfully ordinary reasons. It may not dissolve, may break down too quickly, may struggle to enter cells, or may damage healthy tissue. Researchers often discover these problems only after spending time and money making and testing the molecule. The 30-second summary. What happened? University of Pennsylvania researchers released Peptiverse, an open-source AI platform that predicts several properties of therapeutic peptides before they are synthesized. Why does it matter? It could help laboratories reject weak candidates earlier and focus expensive experiments on molecules with a better predicted profile. What is the catch? The system was evaluated on existing datasets. A prediction cannot replace chemical synthesis, laboratory testing, animal studies, or clinical trials. Key fact. Peptiverse evaluates both conventional amino acid sequences and chemically modified peptides represented as SMILES, bringing several previously separate prediction tasks into one system. Drug discovery has a costly filtering problem. Peptides are short chains of amino acids. They sit between small molecule drugs and large antibodies, and can interact with biological targets that are difficult for conventional medicines to reach. The success of peptide-based medicines, including some GLP-1 treatments, has made this area especially attractive. Finding a molecule that binds to a disease target is only the beginning. A candidate must also remain stable, move through the body appropriately, avoid toxic effects, and be practical to manufacture. Testing every possible peptide is impossible because the chemical search space is enormous. What Peptiverse actually does? Peptiverse combines curated experimental datasets with several machine learning models. Researchers can enter an ordinary peptide sequence or a chemically modified structure using the Simplified Molecular Input Line Entry System, SMILES. The platform then estimates properties such as solubility, cell permeability, toxicity, hemolysis, unwanted protein binding, half-life, and binding affinity. The team did not assume that one model would perform best at every task. It compared different model families and selected task-specific predictors. Its web interface also exposes the underlying training data, helping users see whether a candidate resembles molecules the system has encountered before. The project is available as an interactive tool and as open-source software. That matters for smaller academic laboratories, which may lack the infrastructure to build and maintain multiple prediction systems themselves. Why this could move the boundary? The immediate benefit is triage. Instead of synthesizing a long list of candidates, a laboratory could use Peptiverse to rank them and spend its resources on a shorter, more credible list. That does not make experiments unnecessary. It makes the order of experiments more informed. The larger possibility is a feedback loop with generative AI. A design model can propose new peptides, Peptiverse can score their predicted properties, and the generator can search again with those scores as guidance. In principle, this shifts AI from producing plausible molecules to optimizing several practical requirements at once. Because the code and models are open, outside researchers can audit the approach, adapt it to proprietary data, or add measurements for properties that remain difficult to predict. Openness does not guarantee correctness, but it makes independent testing and improvement easier. Before we overstate the result, Peptiverse predicts early-stage properties. It has not discovered an approved medicine and cannot establish clinical safety or effectiveness. Performance depends on the quality and diversity of the training data. Rare chemical modifications and molecules, unlike the training set, may produce less reliable estimates. Benchmark results can look stronger than performance in a new laboratory program, where protocols, measurement conditions, and chemical distributions differ. The senior author disclosed interests. In companies involved in biotechnology and peptide therapeutics, which the university says are managed under its conflict of interest policies. What happens next? The most revealing test will be prospective. Can teams use the tool to choose candidates, synthesize them, and show that the predictions improve real experimental success rates? More contributed data could also expand the platform to properties such as whether a peptide activates or blocks a receptor. Peptiverse is not an AI that replaces drug discovery. Its more realistic value is as a disciplined gatekeeper, helping scientists spend laboratory time on better bets and learn faster when the model is wrong. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.